Red Kenny never wanted this spring break road trip. Crammed into a borrowed RV with five classmates heading to Gulf Shores, she's already uncomfortable before disaster strikes. There's her best friend Maddie, Maddie's controlling brother Oliver and his girlfriend Raina, class clown Simon, and quiet, observant Arthur. The group dynamics are tense from the start. Oliver's condescension about Red not attending college cuts deep, highlighting the socioeconomic divide between them. When their navigation system fails and they find themselves on a remote country road with a flat tire, it seems like a simple inconvenience. Then all four tires burst simultaneously. A red dot appears on the RV surface. A shot rings out. The horrifying truth dawns on them. They're being targeted by a sniper who knows all their names. "One of you knows something," a voice crackles through a walkie-talkie left outside. "A secret. You know who you are, and you know what it is." What should have been a carefree vacation has become a desperate fight for survival, with nowhere to run and nowhere to hide. The RV transforms from transportation to prison as the friends secure windows against the unseen threat. Oliver discovers the keys hidden by Raina, but finds the gas tank shot out. They're stranded. With no cell service and a sniper who responds to Maddie's horn honking by shattering a window, they barricade the broken areas with Arthur's mattress and Red's mother's suitcase. Oliver devises a plan to locate the sniper by watching for muzzle flashes. When this fails, Red suggests using a mirror at the door to trick the shooter. The plan works. They capture the muzzle flash on video and plan their escape through the opposite window. Just as Oliver begins climbing out, the walkie-talkie crackles. "There are two of us." Their hope shatters. Each attempt at escape or seeking help is systematically destroyed, creating a suffocating atmosphere where desperation turns friends against each other. A helicopter passes overhead without noticing their SOS signals. When an elderly couple in a truck pulls alongside the RV, the sniper commands, "Get rid of them or I will kill them." Though Oliver wants to seek help, Arthur sends the couple away. Oliver secretly slips them a note. "Help, call the police, there's an active shooter, we are trapped." As the couple leaves, two shots ring out, killing both instantly with headshots. These murders raise the stakes dramatically. The sniper isn't bluffing and will kill innocent bystanders. Their hope transforms to horror as the sniper announces, "One of you has a secret. Give it to me and I'll let the others live." Oliver realizes the RV must be bugged since the sniper knew about the note. While searching for listening devices, secrets emerge. Simon confesses his uncle runs an illegal car dealership. They might be driving a stolen RV. When Raina reveals Oliver killed her secret boyfriend in a bar fight, the sniper responds, "It's not the one I'm looking for." Red makes a shocking confession. "I'm the witness, the protected witness, in the Frank Gotti case." She reveals she witnessed mob boss Gotti leaving Joseph Menino's murder scene last August, becoming the anonymous witness crucial to Catherine Lavoie's prosecution. Oliver reacts violently, demanding Red leave the RV as she's endangering everyone. Despite a vote narrowly allowing her to stay, Oliver forces her outside where a sniper's red dot appears on her chest. Surprisingly, no shot comes. Arthur pulls her back inside. Oliver, now suspicious about why the sniper didn't shoot, suggests a new plan. Maddie, similar to Red in appearance, should wear Red's clothes and escape for help. Despite objections, Maddie agrees, changes clothes, and cuts her hair to complete the disguise. As she reaches for the truck door outside, a gunshot rings out and she collapses. With Maddie bleeding out, Red finally reveals the complete truth. Desperate for money to help her father, she agreed to falsely testify against Frank Gotti for $20,000. Catherine had convinced her that Gotti's organization was behind her mother's unsolved murder from 5 years ago. Arthur reveals a shocking truth. His family has a secret contact in the DA's office who exposed Red's identity through an email appearing to come from Mo Frazier, Catherine's rival. This suggests Catherine both recruited Red as a false witness and betrayed her to the Gotti family. Red confirms Catherine orchestrated everything, Either Red testifies to make Catherine the DA, or Red dies, and the leak is blamed on Mo, eliminating Catherine's competition. When Oliver mentions Catherine's personalized ringtones, Red makes a horrifying connection. The doorbell sound during her mother's final call wasn't a doorbell. It was Catherine's ringtone for Maddie. This suggests Catherine was present when Red's mother was murdered, likely because she had discovered Catherine was leaking information to the crime family. Maddie admits she suspected the truth all along, citing her mother's suspicious behavior and deleted call logs. Red collapses under this revelation, screaming until Arthur catches her, repeatedly assuring her, "It's not your fault." In this moment, Red finally releases years of guilt over her last words to her mother. With Maddie bleeding out, Red desperately tries to fix the broken walkie-talkie as police lights approach. Seeing a female officer arrive, Red rushes outside to shield her from the sniper. Meanwhile, Oliver attacks Arthur with a knife, slashing his neck before being shot. The officer, mistaking Red's walkie-talkie for a weapon, shoots her twice in the chest. As Red lies dying, the walkie-talkie mysteriously activates, and she hears her mother's voice from years ago, finding peace in her final moments and realizing that, beyond guilt, love remains. The aftermath reveals Catherine Lavoie was killed by a sniper outside Chesterfield Hospital, with multiple casualties including Oliver. The novel ends with Arthur's letter to Red, apologizing for shooting Catherine when he believed Red was dying. Now a fugitive, he leaves money for Red's medical bills and offers to meet her again if she wishes. Under extreme pressure, each person's true nature emerges. Oliver, initially a leader, becomes increasingly authoritarian and ultimately willing to sacrifice others, a trait from his privileged upbringing. Maddie, torn between family loyalty and friendship, ultimately chooses courage and sacrifice. Arthur emerges as the quiet hero, consistently putting others first. Red's journey centers on guilt and redemption as she finds liberation in understanding the truth about her final words to her mother. The RV becomes a microcosm of society, showing how quickly civilized behavior erodes when survival is at stake. The voting scene illustrates how we turn on each other when safety becomes scarce. Yet compassion persists through Arthur's support of Red, Maddie's self-sacrifice, and Red's protection of others despite her suffering. What would you do facing impossible choices? The most terrifying revelation isn't the external threat, but realizing the greatest dangers often come from those we trust most. In our darkest moments, when pretenses fall away, we see the truth about others and ourselves.